This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mail sack question. What kind of advice would you give to somebody looking to make a career change and get into the sports media industry?
Don't.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm not kidding.
Make good money? Don't do it.
I will never forget my first conversation. I was here at the Fan as a part-timer. I did Oregon State stuff, and I filled in behind the scenes on stuff. And we had gotten the night show, and it was about a week before Sukanik offered to sit down. And I will never forget the very first thing he said to me, don't work in this business.
Get out now.
Get out now.
I could never do now what I did 20-some-odd years
Impossible.
Ago.
No. Internships don't exist, basically, in the business.
So I got my start. That's how you got your start.
But anybody can do a podcast now, so yep. I would say keep doing your job and just start doing a podcast and make all your mistakes and figure it out. And then if you create something, find the niche.
Like, some people, everybody loves the NFL, right? It's very impossible, it feels like at times, to break through into the NFL world of, you want to be Mina Kimes because you're smart and you watch tape and you know, cool. How do you get past and to the Mina Kimes stage? Largely will not. Find a niche. UFC, I know, and this is not for every, WNBA, I still think is lacking in a huge way with media coverage. There are niches kind of everywhere. You got to find a niche. Do not quit your job and get into this business. It will eat you alive. It will not reward you. It will chew you up and spit you out. And before you know it, you go, oh my God, I'm 45.
What the hell happened?
What happened here?
I've already gone through the chewing part. I'm just waiting for the spitting out part, which will come at some point in my career.
Oh, you're going down with the ship.
I am going down with the ship.
Yeah. Based on our off-air conversations, Turt is going to be here until the ship is sunk.
You got to fire me at some point.
Turt will have a sword and he'll just be going into the water.
I'm going to be Captain Jack Sparrow standing at the very top.
Onward!
There we go! You have to choose only one: World Series Game 7, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup Game 7, or College Football Championship, and your favorite teams are in each one.
Easy elimination number one is the College Football Championship.
I've been to a college football championship with my team in it.
Too corporate. It's not at a good site usually. It's too corporate. Don't like it. I'll also eliminate the Super Bowl from that. You said my favorite team is in this?
Your favorite team is in
this. Favorite team.
So your team's playing.
This one's easy.
Oregon State playing in a national championship game.
It's so corporate.
Oregon State versus Georgia.
Are we at
national champion. You don't know where the location's going to be. It spreads
the title
around.
Game gets bid out every year, like
every
the
year?
Super Bowl.
Yeah,
no,
but like, what if it's in New Orleans?
The one I went to was in Phoenix, and it was in that, you know, Cardinal Stadium or State Farm Stadium or whatever the hell they call it.
I'm going Game 7, NBA Finals, Portland's hosting.
NBA Finals wasn't even an option on your...
Game 7, Climate Pledge Arena, there for the Kraken to win their first cup with the Stanley Cup in the building and then being there as they skated around. Are you kidding
me? Can I be pretty badass? No disrespect here with this comment. You want to choose hockey, you choose hockey. You do that hockey. You acting like the Kraken in a Game 7 Stanley Cup means anything to you? You were a Canucks fan 2 years ago. Stop acting
there
like
no Kraken.
You're some long-suffering Kraken fan.
This is season four.
You would choose. You just chose him 2 years ago. You were
I chose him from the very beginning.
We need to check
so
tape
you would
on that.
Take this over the Dodgers are in Game 7 of the World Series this year.
At Chavez Ravine?
And you could go to that. You would
Yankees,
take a Kraken
Dodgers?
Game 7?
I think so. I think yeah.
Over a lifetime fandom. Is it just because it's closer and
That's
easier to get to?
No, it's more about the Stanley Cup.
The atmosphere. Okay.
It's disgusting what you just did. It's disgusting.
I think I would go World Series Game 7. That would probably be mine.
Did you end up going to a World Series game in that run?
No, I did not. And they're probably never going to go back. I missed my window.
You know
they were great
fault
for 5 years
was?
And now they're gone.
That was your dad's fault.
It was.
You were a poor-ass media worker.
He should have foot the bill. What are we doing, Pops?
Yeah, like...
Should have been at one of those games.
Come on, Dad.
Come on, man. They're sitting on a pile of
Are they
of
ever going to get back there in your life?
Probably not. Mail sack question. I'm a Seahawk fan. When it comes to the NFL, I know you guys lean somewhat 49er. I think we could both agree that the Seahawks-Niner games are some of our most important every year.
Yes, they are.
Feels like we're always being forced to play at least one on a short week the last few years. Am I the only one getting super annoyed by this? Also, on that subject, have you seen what the schedule makers did to Seattle? Monday Night Football to Sunday to Thursday. Oof. One short week was bad enough, but three games in 11 days.
The 3-11 is just absolutely devastating and brutal. I'm not a Seahawks fan. There's a picture of me at 4 that you can find in a Seahawks t-shirt because I was a child and there were adults around. I like Mike McDonald. The last couple weeks have not been very complimentary of Mike McDonald. You could tell me you're banged up. Your defense should have been prepared for a Malik Neighborless, Daniel Jones offense. That being said, 100%. I love this game. I went to the Thursday night game 2 years ago. Swag is going on Thursday this week. This game is a underrated NFL rivalry, and I will always sit in that. I love the Seahawks got good again, and I'm very bummed it's a Thursday. Both teams need this game in a very desperate way. This is a stay-away from gambling game for me.
Oh, not for me. I'm all in, baby.
Good luck with that.
I'm all in. I mean, I gambled on the Pats last
week. Seahawks are hoping the throwbacks are the difference.
Yeah, they're going to wear the throwbacks. Right?
Are the Niners wearing ice whites?
They should. They're white throwbacks.
They did that when I went. They wore the ice whites. Quite delightful little matchup.
Another just fuddy-duddy take that is 100% spot on. Imagine being the Denver Broncos and having those uniforms and thinking, let's not wear these every week. Imagine being the Seattle Seahawks having those uniforms saying, we're not going to wear these every week.
We're wearing the
It's so bad, man.
Kenny Easley specials.
You know, like, I hate, what I don't like about what you're doing is we also, I was alive when they wore them. People hated them.
They shouldn't.
People associated that Seahawks uniform with absolute loser.
It's because the team sucked.
Dumb.
It's not the uniform's fault.
Yeah, but you looked at it and you didn't feel
the Ducks
confident.
Used to suck in their throwbacks. I love them every weekend. I don't think, man, when we wore these, Oregon wasn't any good.
Yeah, but then Kenny Wheaton scored and everything changed.
All right, let's turn through some more of these. Also, should I be bummed by this? Swag, my chili doesn't have that classic chili zest or zing. Any advice?
Chili powder.
From the chili master.
Yeah, you can start with the chili powder. Cumin usually helps it out quite a bit. I put cinnamon in mine.
Ah, Canada loves me when I come.
Yep. Red wine.
You got red wine in your chili,
I have red wine in the chili. I have ground beef and ground lamb.
Oh. That's what made you do that combo?
It used to be ground pork, but the wife does not eat pork.
Oh, gotcha.
So I needed to have something in there. Because the ground beef is...
not enough?
You got to really spice that up. So, yeah, the ground lamb, I'll get that all spiced with turmeric, coriander, and granulated garlic separately, and then do that. So you can... no, there's lots. You can, a lot of garlic. Garlic helps a lot. Especially if you're serving people that don't like too much heat in their chili. So make sure there's plenty of garlic in there.
Swag, you know what you reminded me of is I've seen a trend, and it's like people that pass away, they're very old, they pass away. Their tombstone is their name with their favorite recipe.
With the recipe on the tombstone.
Yours should be chili on your tombstone.
Would you want that on your tombstone?
Jason Swigart.
Your chili recipe?
Son, brother, husband, go.
Zesty
father,
chili.
Zesty chili. Here
two
is my
cups
recipe.
Black beans, one cup this. Cut diced tomatoes. Yeah, all right. I'm cool with that.
I don't think you liked that.
No, you don't want that. No,
yeah, okay, I didn't mean to bring up that.
No. Mail sack question. More of a PSA. Yes, the leaves are falling now, but if you're the guy who simply blows the leaves out of your yard into the street or neighborhood, you're not actually cleaning up anything and you're just lazy. Throw your leaves away. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm glad this text came
in. Are you a leaf blower guy?
This may be a neighbor of mine. So
yes.
My front yard gets covered in leaves from my neighbor's tree.
Yeah, we've heard about your neighbor's tree. There's been some angst over that in the past.
Well, I have one in the back and the front. One in the front is from our neighbor to my left. The one in the back is from a neighbor directly behind me. Anyways, I was leaf blower guy this weekend because my driveway, the side, my front yard area is covered in them. So I'm like, you know, enough of this. I'm going to be old and I'm going to enjoy this. So I blew all the leaves, got them out of my garage, got them out of the driveway, and I blew them all into the middle of the street. And my wife comes out and goes, aren't you supposed to clean that up?
Yeah.
And I go, yeah. And she kind of guilted me, so I'm standing there, and a car drives by, and it blows the leaves kind of back towards my driveway. They're all going to come back, right? And I go, Damn it, she's right. So I blew a couple more into the street, and I went out there for about 25 minutes with a push broom, and I cleaned it all up.
What you need to get is a, and I used to have these when I would do some landscaping work when I was younger, is they have, you got to get one of the, like, the reverse suckers. Not the blower, but the sucker.
And yeah, you, attach the bag.
You just suck them up instead of, because I'm with
yeah,
you.
The
whole
point.
The idea of raking and sweeping leaves is just awful. It sucks.
It's tedious. Yeah.
Such a bad chore to have to do.
Well,
but
see,
if you get the sucker,
condo,
you just suck them up.
Yeah, we got the landscapers in there like three times a week. So I think people, when they're there, like, because we actually have huge land. It's an old, old condo complex. So it's not one of the ones where everybody's like built right on top of each other and there's no green space or anything. So the landscapers come in. So if you do it when they're there taking care of the common areas, grass and trees and whatever, then you can just kind of,
well, this afternoon I got to do my backyard, so I'm gonna have to just break those up.
Yeah.
Now this is a good point. Do you do any vegetable beds? Do you have any garden beds?
We don't have any garden beds yet. We're building them for next year.
So it makes really good mulch if you can scoop them up and put them in your garden bed and just kind of turn it a couple of times.
Yeah.
It makes really good mulch.
I got a big
natural
tree
mulch
that is yet to fall yet. The problem with my current situation is my wife put fruit and vegetables in our yard debris bin. I opened that thing up. There are about a million fruit flies that flew out. And I went, oh, my God.
This is fun to deal with.
Thank you for doing that.
Thanks for that help. That's great. I am of the opinion, too, that you should have to, if your tree is the responsible tree,
yeah,
those should be your leaves.
But it's in my driveway, so like I'm not going to ask my neighbor to come to my driveway.
Knock on my door and be like, hey, I see my leaves are falling on your property. Would you like some? Like, both of my neighbors have big trees that push leaves into my backyard. They both have a landscaper.
Do they come to the backyard?
No, but I got to pick up their leaves. You're paying a landscaper. Send them over. You can rake them up. Those are your leaves, not my leaves.
Cut the tree down.
This is my problem now.
Cut the branches.
Jump over the fence and cut the tree down.
No, but if it goes over the fence, you can cut it.
These are like big trees. Like, we're talking big trees.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, up, I can't even reach them. I'm also very small. Mail sack question. Let's see. Two more quick ones here. What's your favorite restaurant breakfast food order? Mine is chicken fried steak and eggs.
Oh, man, with a country gravy on that. It's pretty awesome.
That's hard to
beat. I'm almost an omelet guy.
That's hard to beat.
I love that, but I'm going to go omelet. I went 2 weeks ago after the show, and I just went to a restaurant by myself and sat down, had a delightful
just get an omelet. I think I'm an eggs Benedict guy.
I'm a Benedict
different
guy.
Different combos. You can do a million
different
things with it. All for it.
And then
hollandaise sauce.
If I have a sweet tooth, then I will see if you've got a... you're right there.
I'm doing great.
Hanging out with eggs Benedict over here in the air.
I want to see what that looked like in the slow motion.
If you've got a gourmet French toast,
did you like that? Because it hurt me. Is that what you do to your eggs Benedict?
Felt great to me, man.
Hollandaise sauce all over your
Canada
mouth.
Canada loves me when I come.
Last one, first
Give
time.
Give me some back bacon.
Go wipe your mouth.
Give me some back bacon. First time going to be a father here. Wife just entered the second trimester. What can I expect from now until delivery?
Oh, your life is over. I mean,
enjoy your life while it lasts.
Yeah, do as much as you can for your wife. Remember,
well,
she's
hopefully
the one caring
everything. First of all, everything's going along smoothly as it should be.
I would assume it is based on that.
So if
text.
Based on the text, yeah. I'd assume everything's full steam ahead.
My experience was anytime we were out running errands, if we passed by a McDonald's, we were going through the drive-thru for some cheeseburgers.
Depends what the craving is, though.
Yeah.
My wife never really had... I mean, she had a couple. She was into pickles for a while.
My wife had the pickle thing.
That was kind of it. She didn't have a lot of cravings when she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Other than the pickles.
Yeah, I think the fast food thing can vary with person to person. I know somebody that was like quite literally addicted to eating fast food during one of the pregnancies.
It was just McDonald's cheeseburgers, though. It was just,
that was just the McDonald's cheeseburger?
Just that one. Like, if you saw the golden arches in sight, we were pulling off.
I had a buddy whose wife, when she was pregnant, she wanted to eat chalk.
Chalk?
Ooh,
yeah.
That's odd.
Chalk? Like, not the candy chalks?
No, like just chalk.
Oh, there's kids drawing. I'm so hungry.
Yeah.
Did she eat any?
She did. She ate the chalk. Yeah, I'm not making that up. I remember talking to him when my wife was pregnant. He was like, well, my wife ate chalk, so get ready for a weird thing. And I was like, wait, what?
Did you know chalk was edible?
I don't. Is it edible?
She's still with us.
I mean, she's still alive. She is technically still alive.
Everything okay with the kid?
I think so. I think they got two of them. Yeah. Everything's going okay with the kids.
Boy, that's odd.
It's Crawford. Text Crawford. Ask him. She was into chalk.
She just ate street chalk.
She wanted street chalk, man. Okay. It's different than street meat. It's street chalk.
Mom, the woman's here again stealing our street chalk.
The lady's over again.
Those big buckets of street chalk?
I just want to play hopscotch, and she keeps stealing my chalk.
You sure it wasn't like the Valentine's Day chalky candies?
I'm pretty sure it was real chalk.
Because couldn't that satisfy that urge?
I don't know. The way it was described to me, it was real chalk. So I'm just going with the real chalk thing. My only other piece of advice is, I know the weather isn't great currently. Play a lot of golf.
How many rounds did you get in this year?
Let me pull it up on my Gen app.
Seriously.
I think I've legitimately since I had my golf trip right the week before the 4th of July, my Southern Oregon golf trip. I think I played 2 rounds of golf after that.
Wow. That's
sad.
For you, it's really sad.
Yeah, really sad.
I don't know what I think I hit it too hard.
This
for
year,
4 years.
I have a number of 20 scores, but after. Okay.
But that's for the calendar year.
Yeah. After the 4th of July, I played three rounds of golf after the 4th of July.
I think I just got way too addicted, too quick, too hard, too fast. Like, I'm mad. I'm practicing every day. And I just have not had the urge in about a year and a half.
People are saying chalk isn't uncommon.
Wow.
It's the same as Tums. Pregnant women have horrible heartburn. Yeah, my wife had really bad heartburn. We said chalk to settle the stomach. It's just Tums, man.
I just didn't know there wasn't a difference between Tums and street chalk.
I didn't know either.
How about that? You learn something new every day.
If your wife wants to eat chalk, don't be alarmed. It's okay. So,
anybody wonder what the bathroom situation is there?
A little bit. Is it colorful?
Is it easy on the tum-tum?
Are you eating like green? If it's like green chalk, does it come out green?
Do you color the porcelain?
Is it like the corn? When you eat corn, it comes out? You can see it? No.